Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Why don't we start with this headline? Biden warns Putin taking military action against Ukraine may incur very real costs. The U.S. believes Russia is putting the in-place capacity to bring in military action. And so anyway, kind of an interesting way. I mean, what are we going to do if Putin invades? He'd have that country in his pocket probably in the first 20 minutes. And what are we going to do about it? What do you think, Larry?
Well, I've been listening to some interesting, and it's not the TV generals anyway. It's some interesting generals and colonels that's talking on America's Voice and Fox in the late shows, and they're basically saying that we have absolutely zero chance of stopping a land invasion by Putin that's non-nuclear. In other words, a conventional warfare, we would not only stop him, he would kick our butt, if you will, and probably hand Biden's butt to him and on a platter. But they are saying also, the commentaries are saying that this stuff about Biden threatening Russia, you know, especially Biden's administration, all their mouths are moving and threatening nuclear first strike, and
yeah.
All the talking heads that seem to have horse sense, military people, are saying that Russia would literally disintegrate a large portion of the West, including Europe, if that started.
Oh, I think so. I think we're way underestimating, number one, Putin. As I've said for many, many years now, they're fooling with the wrong guy, and then we've got something here that you wanted to talk about, and that was Barry Rothman, because it ties right in to this threats and counter threats of over Ukraine. You want to get into that a little bit, that Torah code?
Well, it's kind of interesting, actually. Matter of fact, Barry just did it today, December the 8th. It's under construction, but I've got the preliminary matrix, and it's very, very interesting. Let me read the comments Barry placed beside it after he had ran the matrix. He says, Biden has confirmed his communist identity with Putin and Xi. He said, you will likely see attacks on Ukraine and Taiwan in 2022. He said, Biden family is clearly involved in crime in both Ukraine and Afghanistan. And then he ran a eight-word matrix, and he titled it, Biden Threatens to Arm Ukraine. And here's the wordings. Number one, Ukraine. Number two, Biden. Number three, war. Number four, to arm. Number five, president. Number six, Joseph. Number seven, crime. Number eight, Taliban. This is really interesting because it seems to indicate it clearly indicates the wordage President Joseph Biden,
mm-hmm.
just right out up front. And oddly enough, it talks about the Ukraine, and the word war runs through this. So it appears, unless something changes, that Biden's move on this Ukraine situation with Russia is going to do nothing but bring war. And I'll let you comment on that, and then I want to read something out of Israel to you real quick.
Well, it's kind of interesting, too, because remember the prophecies? that were, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years old about the war starting in Ukraine, and that Ukraine would become radioactive wasteland, basically. Parts of Russia would be taken out. Europe would be hit very badly, and the UK would likewise be in serious trouble. In other words, it goes nuclear fairly rapidly once it starts. Now, hopefully those prophecies are wrong, but you have to bring them up because there were two of them that talked about that particular situation. And, you know, the wars can start in little areas like that. Yeah, go ahead with what you had.
Yeah, I wanted to read this because it's really interesting, and this comes from, and I know you're familiar with Jerry Golden in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And the Golden Report, and he's put out over the years a number of warnings to America, but this is a very interesting, it's kind of tell it like it is, if you will. Here's the post he put this morning. It says, a Russian army lined up now on the Ukraine border with plans to invade Ukraine soon as January 2022, says attack would resemble a World War II invasion scenario, says Xi of China is waiting on Putin's move on Ukraine to take Taiwan using Russian invasion as a cover, and said Israel also preparing to attack Iran, so that's not a secret anymore. What do you think?
Well, that sounds almost like the Armageddon script. So you got Taiwan, you've got the East China Sea, you've got Hawaii. That could go real quick. You've got the Balkan area. You've war everywhere, like your friend saw. Just all of a sudden, it comes out into the open, and war is everywhere. We do have to have our war, folks, and we're just drawing ever, ever closer to all the times. Remember, this is the Shemitah year. It ends in September of 2022. And then if the people who are doing all this are correct, and I think they probably are, we enter Daniel's 70th week in September of next year, around the 25th, 27th, 28th, somewhere in there. And it was very, very interesting. A friend of ours pointed out that Daniel 9:27 talks about the peace treaty, which means we probably have the war. Larry and I have tossed this about before. Does war come, and does that bring in the so-called peace agreement, or do we go into a peace agreement and then have war? Well, it looks like war first, because that would pound the evidently comatose people of the world wide awake to have a short, very short nuclear world war. And everybody would be clamoring then for some sort of peace. Peace, we got to have peace. Of course, you and I know that there is no peace without the Prince of Peace. And we have, the world has rejected Jesus Christ. And so now they have to pay the price. But yeah, Larry, that's interesting. Here's a headline. The Antichrist was just referred to at COP26, and this was Prince Charles, and they got him on a video. And basically what he said, listen carefully to what he said, I'm not quoting him, but basically what he said was, we need more money, trillions, he said, that only the private wealth, the mega companies, can provide for his global new world order. He referred to his or him. Who is him and who is his? Private. That's a warning. They're coming right out into the open now to tell you what they're going to do. It's everywhere nowadays. What else you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, one of the other, just a quick Barry Rothman code that he did just before this one, he updated it, and he titled it Illuminati, Hitler, Obama, Bush, and Clinton. And he did this one. He updated it December the 4th. He's got five wordings in the matrix, and his comment was, Joe Biden, deep state puppet for the New World Order. And here's the wordings. Number one, Illuminati. Number two, Joseph. Number three, Biden. Number four, the plague. Number five, evil. What do you think?
Wow. Well, that gets us into Charlie Victor and this new one coming up. That's Omicron. And I don't know how they have not even isolated Charlie Victor yet. So you can't give a test for it. It's all a hoax. The whole thing is just a hoax, and they know it. And this Omicron, or whatever you call it, it has some very interesting history behind it. But if you can't isolate that either, then how do you provide tests for this and all that sort of thing that's going on? The whole thing is designed to bring in the Great Reset. It's a global move by the global elite. They have conned the people of the world into this whole thing, and they've been very, very successful at it. So they're already beginning to move. Here, I'll give you just a few little headlines. The Holocaust returns. EU wants to abolish the Nuremberg Code, reconstitute medical fascism with fourth Charlie Victor jabs, Pfizer, BioNTech, jab neutralizes Omicron with three shots. There's no end to this thing. No end to it at all. Oh, you got to line up. You got to get your jab. Got to get your jab, man. You don't have the jab, then you just can't do anything in society. You got to get your jab. It's just, it's so foolish. I can't think why, unless we're dealing with such a deep hypnotic trance of people all over the planet, that they can't think straight. They can't think logically. Now all kinds of things are happening to the people who did take the jab. And rather than admit it's the jab itself that gave them all these things that are going on, they're blaming something else. Here's another one. Bill Gates predicts pandemic end date. Well, it's all based upon, this is what he says. It might be foolish, he says, to make another prediction, but I think the acute phase of the, and I'm going to add fake, pandemic will come to a close sometime in 2022. In a couple of years, my hope is that the only time you will really have to think about the Charlie Victor is when you get your joint jab and flu jab every fall. See what they're doing? They're making trillions off the idiocy of the masses of people. I have no explanation for it other than such a deep hypnotic witchcraft spell that the Book of Revelation talks about. And just goes on and on and on and on. Here's another one. This is Fauci. Americans should require Christmas guests to prove they're jabbed, says Fauci. And we've even heard now of families saying, if you're not jabbed, you're not welcome in our house. Well, I guess my response would be, well, you're not welcome in my house either, if you are jabbed. On and on and on ago, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. The human race is done. We're done. We're cooked. And I think people need to really get over this, face the consequences of what the Lord Jesus Christ told us was coming at the time of the end. It's here. This is what this is all about, right there in Revelation 18, how the pharmaceuticals would rise up and how they would institute a fascist tyranny worse than anything ever seen before. They're doing it. right under the noses of the apostate Christians, who, by the way, like Franklin Graham and all of them, basically now, roll up your sleeve. God would do it. Jesus would do it. Such liars, such apostate liars, again, fulfilling biblical prophecies that they would be so apostate, these leaders. Peter spoke about them. He said, "You follow them? You're going to go where they're going to go, which is eternal ruin." It's amazing. Fossey says, redefining fully jabbed, a matter of when, not if. Well, got to have three, got to have four. Oh, you got to have five. Oh, probably eight or nine will do it. Then we'll be free. We'll be back to normal if everybody gets 10 or 12. And, of course, meanwhile, the people who are selling all this are making trillions of dollars while you're dying left and right, and you will not admit that it's the jab that's causing you to die. This is amazing. Donald Trump said it. He told us all. He said, this is brilliant, genius, invisible, and dangerous. And he even told us what was in it, and they're finding out that it's true. So anyway, you could go on and on and on with this. Here's another one. Larry, you should comment on this one. Unvaccinated people must be rounded up by the U.S. military and forced jabbed at gunpoint starting January 1st, decries mad money raging lunatic Jim Cramer. See what they do? They float something like this out there to see what is going to be the result. What do you think of all this, Larry? I mean, I can't figure it out.
Well, maybe Cramer will get him a big stick and come down to Oklahoma and try to implement this personally to each individual. You probably would never hear Cramer ever again.
Well, that's a polite way of wording it. Anyway, disturbing prediction, Christians to be banned from jobs, bank accounts, money, and plane travel. And, of course, they've already started in with taxis, buses, trains, and airplanes. So on and on and on it goes. I wanted to swing down here, though, with what's going on in Oregon. Larry, what's the latest? This thing is dangerous, I think. I think this is very dangerous, what we're looking at.
Yeah, I was watching that pretty close since yesterday when they were reporting some of that. And, boy, I mean, the earthquake or the seismic swarms are just piling up on top of each other. I mean, really, really, really busy time. And they're not very deep either, actually. And it's odd how quiet they are about this situation. If you go to mainstream media, of course, you know, in the pandemic media or the panic pandemic media in America, there's no room for volcanoes and earthquakes and landslides and snowstorms and hurricanes. And, well, there's no room for anything but just panic pandemic. And
yes.
They're breathless. They're absolutely breathless with this stuff. And I guess maybe they're not too sure YouTube can actually ban everybody. So I don't know.
Well, we're banned for a little while yet. I think we're hoping to get back on. But I'm not going to worry about it. They're not going to censor me. And if they try, I'll just go elsewhere. And the people can follow along if they want to follow along. And if they don't, they don't. Our job is to put it out there, and that's all we have to do. Anyway, I think the quake rate is now up to 58 plus magnitudes, so 5.8, 5.5, 5.3, 5.1, 4.9, 4.5, 4.4, 4.3, 4.2, 4.1, 4.0. That's just a few of them. 58
yeah, and
plus. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, is they appear to be a building. This looks like a building event. It's building up. And oddly enough, none of these are even in the lower level of the La Palma volcano where it's reaching. You know, I guess it went up to 5 once, but, you know, it doesn't do any more than that. So it makes you wonder what is under the ocean there at that part right off of Oregon that is doing this. And by the way, I know you've seen some of the information from the Watchman that has come out. And he's very concerned about this spreading throughout the fault series under California and the, I guess, Pacific Northwest.
Yes. It reminds me of a guy, and he must have been 10, 15 years ago. He was a seismologist, and he warned that Oregon was going to have a huge earthquake, and it would probably start out there in that Cascadia subduction zone, and I can't think of the name of the other one. It's a big fault line out there. But anyway, he moved his family out of Oregon. Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Juan de Fuca?
Yeah, I'll say, Juan de Fuca, is that it?
Yep. That's the one, and this is where these are, and you don't get fives. I mean, fives are big quakes, and keep your eye on that one. And here's something that I found on, I think it's the, I don't know exactly what he calls it, but the updates, and Cumbrae 4,700 PSI. For the La Palma pressure on the volcano. Mount Pinatubo, 2,200 PSI volcanic pressure. And they calculate the temperature by the type of rocks being melted in the magma. So they can tell pretty close the pressure that's involved. And he says it's particularly dangerous because the primary caldera below the ocean floor under the stem which anchors the island to the ocean floor. If the bottom of the stem were to break open, it would be instant superheated steam blowing the island and the stem high as it was flying up and then crashing back down into the ocean. That would create a tsunami bigger than anything they've even ever estimated could happen. And he's got a point. He's got a point there. So, folks, we are moving in. Remember, the Lord told us about all these earth changes and how this was going to occur all over the planet. Well, we're ramping up to something that's unusual, very unusual out there on the West Coast. And just keep your eye on it. I do remember that, what's his name? Dr. Doom. Major Ed Dames told everybody, get off the West Coast. He warned them years ago, get off the West Coast, because they knew something. And I remember Red Elk saying California would kind of break off and just slide into the ocean, sort of like that, what was the name of it, 2012 movie. Remember where the whole thing, just a big plate just broke off and slid into the sea. Very, very accurate, according to Red Elk. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, interestingly, there's some more rhetoric came out on America's Voice News this morning on Steve Bannon's War Room, and let me read you this. Very interesting comments. First, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, these people in Washington, D.C. are insane and are pushing nuclear war with Russia to destroy this capitalist American republic. Yep. All I see in Washington, D.C. is the continual selling out of the American people. The same every day in Washington, D.C., the insane capital.
Yeah, that's the insane asylum. And Nurse Ratchet is probably running it, who's more insane than the inmates. But anyway, we are, by the way, in DEFCON 3, according to everything I can find out. Now, you can't find out from classified. They find out from soldiers who have been told they're DEFCON 3. So This has to do with probably the Israelis striking Syria's main port. It probably has to do with everything that's going on there with Putin, et cetera, et cetera. Alex Jones, headline, nuclear war, red alert. U.S. government now publicly threatening Russia with a preemptive thermonuclear war. That's real smart to do that with Putin. I don't understand the type of stupidity we're seeing coming out of Washington. It goes beyond insane, Larry. It's a next step down, I think, from insanity.
Yeah,
here's another one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention another headline real quick because I wanted your opinion on this. Because this, you know, we seem to think we're surrounded with allies. Well, that's a joke. But listen to this. This is a Hal Turner post, and I did check, and it is accurate. It says geo shift military as Putin announces military agreement and cooperation now between Russia and India. One year into the Biden regime, India switches partners from the Trump agreement to Putin's agreement and cooperation. That's a big, Stuart, that's a really big nuclear partner that we just lost because of Biden that has gone to hook with Russia, who in turn hooks with China, which means China can literally take what she wants soon without any intervention at all.
Yep. I think, Biden was brought in to destroy the United States and the American people. Enough of them voted for him. So they deserve what they are now going to get. And it's just too bad. Now, I listened to Israeli News Live. He had an interesting one about Planet X. The new government arrival date, he claims, is January 13th. 2029. Now that's an interesting year because 2029 would be the end of Daniel's 70th week and would bring about the Isaiah 24 pole shift in which the Lord says, I will bind up the breach between him and Israel. That takes place at the end of Daniel's 70th week, and we will enter that in 2022. So I find that extremely interesting. Now, yeah, they're pushing it way out, but nobody knows when it's going to get here. Just kind of interesting. He claims this is from the government, that they're watching this so-called Planet X, which they say doesn't exist, but they're watching it nonetheless. That must be interesting, Larry. How do you watch something that doesn't exist?
Well, since I've seen it, I don't have a problem with that. But oddly enough, though, this is what's interesting also is what he commented about that he was told. He said that there was a CERN experiment, and they created a black hole in space. And we've heard that before in I guess you could say, conspiracy theories and rumors, but apparently it's true. And he says, and as they were closing the hole back up using the CERN, the power of the CERN, one of the celestial objects disappeared in that hole. And so he had a question like, where did it go? And what if it just pops back out somehow and it's a whole lot closer to Earth than it was then? There's a lot of questions. Stuart, we're living in a very unprecedented time frame.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they're doing stuff. They have no idea what the results are going to be. And I don't think they care. One way or the other. Mankind has gone mad. And the Bible says the American people are mad upon their idols. Babylon, the people of Babylon the Great, they're tied up with all their earthly pleasures. And then Jesus happens to pull the rug out from under them, and then what happens? Anyway, we get into a lot more of this kind of stuff on Friday, the Lord willing. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. There is so much stuff going on behind the scenes. It's incredible. And most of this is being covered up. La Palma is still being covered up. And this thing could blow anytime and create a massive problem. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you Friday, the Lord willing. So take care. Heads up.